something, some information that we're presenting will help you out with your research, your work, or your agency. And speaking of indigenous people from Mexico, as you can see, there's quite a few community in Mexico. Although sometimes people think that the only language is speaking, the people speaking is Spanish. And, you know, some of the state with a lot of community are what we have in the slides, such as Chiapas, my home state, Chiapas, Guerrero, and so forth. I think one point that I want to make here is that each of these communities have their own language. It has nothing to do with Spanish. It's not a dialect, it's a language. However, there's no written form or for most of the indigenous language we have lasted since the conquest. Okay, this estimate, at least in Oregon, there's 174 migrant seasonal agriculture worker in Oregon each year during the harvest season. At least 30% of those, 40% are worker or indigenous people from Mexico, and the dominant language are Mixteco, Triqui, or Zapoteco. By the way, you're not only going to find those community in Oregon, but also in the East Coast, such as Maine, Ohio, here, Carolina, and so forth. So pretty much we all over the country, we follow the crop. So we'll come. Now, traditionally, as I remember, when I was growing up, my father will leave us and will come to either North of Mexico or United States to work. So what I'm saying here is traditionally we are a migrant community, and as a consequence, we are culturally, linguistically isolated. Most of these people, when they come, particularly in Oregon, we have what we call labor camps. So these people get to live in a labor camp with no transportation available, there's no much of housing, so you can see overcrowding. And then if they try to speak up about their right, they're going to face retaliation. And of course, because of the hierarchy, the structure of the recruitment, for instance, the grower will hire a farm labor contractor to do their crop. And the farm labor contractor will send somebody to recruit people. So those people who have control over the workers. So it's very less possibility that they will come forward, especially if they don't speak the language and they don't have a way how to, you know, communicate with the outside world. So they kind of get stuck in a particular place.
So the next slide, once it comes, it will tell you about the aims of the project that we have been working on, and we have just entered our fourth year. The aims were, as you might anticipate when working with a new community, is to determine what are the needs of the community, how do they get information, and how do they prefer to get the information, in what languages, in what form, and to identify community leaders who then could work along with us to improve the occupational health issues and then affect policy. As it turns out, reflecting back, we think that one of the most important things that we've been able to do in this project is to identify community leaders who have worked within the project and within the community to advance issues. And the next slide will show you our partners. The partners here is the usual combination in the community-based participatory work of the community, the clinic, and the university. But we want to emphasize that in each of the organizations where possibility existed to have a partner on board who spoke one of the indigenous languages, who had worked in farm work previously, they were hired on as staff within the project. The work of the project over the last 3 years is highlighted here. Again, emphasis on having indigenous staff, indigenous speaking staff within the project. And just to give you a flavor of this, the four people who have been working with us the past 3 or 4 years in total are more in numbers than any particular agency or organization in the state of Oregon, even though 30% of the hand harvest labor is done by indigenous farm workers. We've conducted focus group surveys reporting back to the community and the Promotora program. In each of these outreach methods to the community, it was the indigenous speakers who received the training and then led the effort. Wow. You have to memorize what you're going to say next. And this again talks about the same effort, and we'll be talking in more specific about the survey and the focus group in the next couple of slides, so I think I'll skip over this, but just highlight again that because of the direct involvement of the community indigenous workers, that we think that it brought a lot of cultural and linguistic appropriateness to the project. I pushed it. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Yes, Nargis already mentioned that in doing that focus group and so forth, some of the point that came up as a result, as what you see on the slide, in terms of safety and health, people, what they concern. So one of the things that the workplace safety was not a priority for the supervisor or employers who employ them to work. And of course, they told us about their experience of injury. A lot of this was like there was not even the basic first aid equipment on site. People were concerned about pesticides, lack of information, how to protect themselves from these pesticides. If they were giving a training, it was in a different language that they speak, in this case, Spanish or English. One last thing, and for them, which was very important, was that respect, the lack of respect. The supervisor did not take them into account, did not care who they are. So these are the few points that we identified after the focus group.
I guess while we are on this, we just wanted to also tell you that along with the university partner, we had our first article actually published in the Journal of Immigrant and Minority Health regarding the focus group results that came out in August of 07. Whoops, jumped too many. Okay, regarding the survey results, we just wanted to highlight a few points here, but once we go back to it again, there were 150 surveys taken, half in the indigenous languages, and focused on indigenous farm. Let me back up. 150 surveys divided, half focused on indigenous farm workers and half Latino farm workers. The ones that were conducted with indigenous farm workers, people had an opportunity to participate taking the surveys in one of the indigenous languages, Mixteco and Triqui. And what we wanted to highlight here is even though people reported that they had worked around pesticides, about half plus people said that they worked around pesticides, which we think is actually lower than actually happens in the field. Less than two-thirds said that they had gotten any kind of training. And for those of you in the field who know what kind of training farm workers get, it is not a lot. It's like once every 5 years, and at least in Oregon, there's no monitoring of this method. And so it doesn't speak very highly about the kind of training that at least people are reporting that they're receiving currently. What is more is that if you look at the fourth one down, 66% of the Latino Spanish speakers and 40% of the indigenous farm workers reported that they could understand Spanish well enough to obtain written information. So written information is not going to cut it for farm workers, as you know, but especially for indigenous farm workers. If you want to know more about the survey results, we would like you to please attend the on November 7th in the morning, and our partners will talk to you more specifically about that. We held community feedback sessions, and then again, there the community echoed the same types of feedback we were getting through the survey and the focus. Emphasis here is, look, we want to know more about the information about how to protect ourselves short-term and long-term. We want it in languages that we can relate and understand. Okay. We started the Promotora program in our third year, and it continues. 10 indigenous farm workers have been participating in intensive training and then sharing that information with the community, and this picture just depicts one of the training sessions. What we wanted to talk about particular leadership opportunities that have been created within the project, and this slide shows that interaction, the people were practicing doing sociodramas. And the woman in the far right participated just this last month. I don't know, I think some of you attended the EPA Worker Safety Conference in D.C. Last month. This was her first public speaking experience. We asked her, were you nervous when you spoke? No. What happened? Well, I was just speaking about what happens in the field. And she was very calm, collected. And she and others on the panel talked about what happens in the field when they get training by what Santiago was mentioning earlier, mayordomos who say, yes, we provide the training, but what happened in effect is they stand around in a circle, as she described it, and 150 people may be in the circle, and they check and sign that they had actually received the training, but the training, in effect, was about 6 minutes, and people had not really received the information, even though it was signed off. Time. Okay. I'm going to just emphasize that the project is going to continue with the Promotoras program. The Promotoras program has been so successful that even though the four-month formal session has ended, people have asked, how can we continue? And they are still coming back to participate on their own. I want to end with just, it's going to be a 30-second story about bell peppers. And if the picture comes up, I think I get Sherry, let me say about the bell peppers as soon as the picture comes up. We had, as part of the project, talk with the administrator of Oregon OSHA. And the woman on the far right said, you know, a lot of this is complaint driven, as you know, as far as enforcement in the field. And Oregon OSHA administrator was saying, you know, we don't hear from the workers. But of course, they don't have anybody on board who speaks one of the indigenous languages. Few people even speak Spanish. And so the woman on the far right said, but you know, we do call. And they said, yes, you did? Yes. Last summer we worked in the field. There was a lack of, you know, you have to have individual cups for water. And so we asked, should we talk to the mayordomo? No, no. What should we do? Well, let's cut the bell pepper and we can drink out of that. So they used bell peppers in 2007 as cups in Oregon to drink water in the heat. And then they said, you know, this isn't right. We're going to call OSHA. And so they say, who speaks Spanish? So they chose her. And when she called, what happened? She said, when I called, nothing happened. You all laughed. And they said, you see, whether they laughed or they didn't do anything, that was the perception of the workers. And that's the challenge that we have to gain trust within the community. And so the work continues. Thank you.